Patriots. So before we get started, let's remind everybody that we've got this major thing called Bards Fest coming up in August, August 26th to 29th in St. Charles, Missouri. Tickets will be on sale here in about 10 days or so. And with that, we're focusing on the Slipper Revolution to support MyPillow and Mike Lindell, who's a powerful Christian voice in a nation that needs it. He is putting credit to Christ and fighting for this nation for freedom and truth. An amazing company that they've waged war against, so we're waging war back by ramming sales as hard as we can into his company, which is appropriate. So you can use the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, Bards promo code. You go over to MyPillow.com. And you can get tons of savings, 40% off on slippers, 66% off on pillows. If you get a pair of my slippers, you should bring them to that. You need them. Not should, you need them for the Bards Fest because we're having the Slipper Revolution on Friday the 27th when Mike Lindell speaks. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use your Bards code B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. You can also call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. You can tell them on when they answer the phone, you talk to a person that you've heard it from the greatest, best, bestest podcast on all the web, Bards FM. So MyPillow.com, Bards promo code, and let's support a great company. All right, Patriots. So shortly before the show, I was on the phone with Pastor Travis Graham, who I've interviewed here, and who is also going to be one of the speakers at Bards Fest. He's just a really inspiring voice. And we were having a lot of conversations about the challenges that we have now with the principles of justice and faith. And a lot of those places of where we walk. And really what comes in here is, and we talked about this passage exactly, which is Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We are all at one point or another walking, have walked, or and will continue to walk in moments of darkness. We are in a time when there are many that are going to be needing the comfort of the few. Never will so much be asked by so many of so few. Those words of the Irish Prime Minister over a year ago that are proving true and probably more true each and every day. And where we are at right now is the political scene in this country it's tumultuous. The world is collapsing. And I think what the thing to understand is you have to let go of having any attachment to the idolatry of worship that happens with leadership. And people do it all the time. I love President Trump, but I don't worship him. I'm accountable to Christ. My path is to Jesus Christ through the Father. I don't worship entertainers. I want to talk to people. And in that way, as Christ would expect, is that we are all equal. Regardless of our position in life, we are all equal. And God is that leader that we need. I think one of the hardest things that we have to get used to is we have to trust ourselves, because in trusting ourselves, we are trusting God. Let me put that in a different way. When we accept Christ into our heart, our old self is gone. Christ remakes, we are remade through the body of Christ. So when we say trust ourselves, we're trusting in Christ. And in so doing, we are trusting in Christ to the Father. We have to trust what God gives us in this path. And that means paying attention and listening. But I love this passage. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We forget the old world easily now with the world of electricity and electric torches or flashlights that are like 1 million lumens, or 1,000 lumens. I have one, actually. It's like the size of a pin. And the thing has 1,000 lumens. It'll light up my backyard like a beacon. And that's not the way things were. We have electric lights in our cities. They illuminate the sky at night. It makes the night seem more like day. But in a place where there is no electricity, and I've been to places like that, whether you backpack, you find it. In Afghanistan, when you go to the rural areas, it's unbelievable, especially when you get up into the high mountain areas. There's no electricity, none. And it is truly a night sky. So when we hear these words, a lamp to my feet, this is like a small lamp with a candle in it, and you're carrying it. And that illuminescence around your feet is a matter of a few feet. You don't see far into the dark. So when we are walking that way with the word, as it says, the light to my path, that means we have to walk by faith, not by sight. We can see just each step that we go. But we can't be looking way out yonder, because to look that far out is beyond the ability of the lamp, and it's going to be very dark. And this passage, as I kind of unwind it, means many, many things, because your word is the lamp to my feet. And we're walking by faith, not by sight, which means you're walking in faith, not sitting, not waiting for manna to fall from the sky, not waiting for God to fix it all. You're walking in faith. You're putting motion to faith. You're bringing faith into the world. And as we do, that process lights our path. It illuminates what we need. We often can't see what's before us or where things are going to go. This is literally this idea that we look before us and what do we see? Many times we metaphorically see a vertical wall. It seems like it's the impossible thing. And we turn it over to God and then things happen and you're like, wow, that was incredible. How did that just happen? Because with God and we walk with faith, the path is illuminated and things transform in such a way that we find a way through that we can't see. We're at a kind of a juncture like that right now in this whole world. People ask me many times, you know, like, where do you think Trump is? What do you think about Trump? Is he going to come back into the government? I don't know. And here's my answer as well. It doesn't even faze me right now. What I'm worried about right now, my focus is right now, is bringing together as many, many patriots as we can on the principle of worshiping God. We can't reset a nation unless we get ourselves back to the principle of putting God first in all things, especially this nation. Our nation is built, unlike other nations, on a framework of moral law. That's established in the Declaration of Independence. And with that, we're given inalienable rights, which means nobody can take them away except God. And we've long lost that understanding, as is evidenced by I've got to share this word. I mean, I'm going to give it credit too, because this is Brian Kahanek's word right here. Mask holes. Mask holes. I'm sorry. This cracks me up every time I see it. So that's his word. He's running around going, I've run into so many mask holes, I can't even tell you. It's a great word. But anyway, we are dealing with the many people that are, whether it's the injection or whether it's the mask. And it's not about faith in the country or faith in God. It's all about faith in fear and having fear be solved by a corporate institution. Now, our country is built on that architecture, like I said, on moral law. And that's in the Declaration of Independence. And so when somebody says to you, you can't go in this place unless you have a vax ID. You can't do this unless you have a mask on. No. I mean, one could argue it's like, well, that's private business. That's their right to do that. It's also my right never to come back. And a government can't dictate that to me. And if an individual wants to dictate that to me, that means their worship is not with God. So I'm left with some very clear paths ahead of me. Hence, my lamp has lit my feet to know where to walk and where to take my faith. It is not to participate in their business. We have to be that firm and we have to be that clear on these paths, because decisions that we make are ultimately decisions about representing God. We are part of God. We walk in the body of Christ. We are thus ambassadors of everything God is and everything that Christ represents. And this is as I spoke this morning about accountability and using the method of accountability to all things, meaning accountability to every cent purchased as an exercise to expand our commitment to God. It becomes an essential process that everything that we do is processed through our relationship with God. It has to be like that. And that's how we're going to reset this nation. That's where we truly attain accountability. So if we are complying with these rules, then you simply have to ask yourself, what would God say and what would God do? The blasphemy that, and it's literally blasphemy, that has been spewed by churches suggesting that Christ would take the injection. Frankly, I hope their church is burning like a fire. I hope they do too with it. Because that's just a flat out lie. And as Pastor Casper McLeod pointed out the other night, which I think was a brilliant insight, is that those churches closed, and they should have closed, because they were never teaching the true word of God. So instead of us being frustrated by it, as we look at that perspective, again, the lamp, the word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path, for it reveals itself in the actions of the world, and then we are able to assess this more clearly. So instead of being frustrated that your church closed, for example, you should be blessed that your church revealed its true nature and that you are not walking anymore in the world of deception. And if it bothers you and the congregation is good, then the congregation needs to come together and oust the pastor and get rid of him or her for not following the true path of God. All of this constantly cycles back. And it continually cycles back to responsibility and accountability to us. It's easy to point the finger out and to constantly look for the objective of saying, it's them or it's his fault, or I had to take the injection because of my work. I was going to lose my job. There's excuses in between that. No one forced this on anybody. No one forced the public to wear a mask. It was simply, you need to wear a mask, and people went, okay. No one pushed back on it. No one used their common sense. With the injection thing, this deflection of responsibility is going to increase as the damage from this injection increases. People will start to want to sue. They're going to want to hold someone else accountable. The first and foremost rule of all this is people have to look in the mirror. And that's what I was getting at this morning and what I'm reinforcing tonight, is that we have to begin our day and walk through this life in such a way that we are accountable to everything that we do to God. Now, those are words we all know and we take very lightly, but I'm pushing it the window here a little bit. Because as we listen to God, there are things that we are going to be, if we're really listening, we're being pushed to ways that we may not feel comfortable going, but we're going to have to if we're going to walk this path of God. Let me give you an example of this. It's easy to talk about the path where it's kind of the Sermon on the Mount idea, where you are there and you're going to have faith in God and you're going to feed the masses. But let's look at a couple other ways of seeing this. What if God calls you to literally flip tables? It's easy to say you will. But what if that means that in that process you would have to be arrested? Now, I'm not telling you how that message is going to get through. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be clear. I'm just pointing out something here, okay? When we say send me, be prepared for what that means. Let me point out something else. Imagine if you were Joshua and you were told to lead your army, and we've talked about this many times, and you're marching around the city in hymn and prayer. But when those walls fell, I don't read that story as a ravenous fight. It was very clear to them that they had to destroy what was in those walls. So that means you had to take the sword to men and women. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm trying to make a point here. God called them to do something. And they had to do it. Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land. And yet, without Moses, the Israelites would have never got to the promised land. You see, my point of this is as we listen to God and we literally follow that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, only God knows our true path. What we have to be ready is to turn ourselves fully over to God and trust in that path that He's put us on. And those paths and those decisions won't necessarily be easy. But it's where we have to put our true trust in God and clarity. And the more that we do that, the more clear it becomes. There's a tendency to believe that everything is going to be rosy. Everything's going to be easy. This is kind of the teachings of the church. It's kind of like, we could take the prosperity gospel nonsense, which is like, if you pray on it and you say that you need a jet, you're going to get a jet. If you say that you're going to need a new mansion, you're going to get a new mansion because God wants you to have that. That's pure garbage. The other part of prosperity gospel is that if you don't do well, it's because you're somehow a sin, you're sinning in Christ. So if you lose your job, it's your fault. If your health goes bad, it's your fault. More garbage. There's the other side of teachings, and there's many things, but this is another one where it's like, just pray to God and everything will be good. You know, you'll have challenging times, but it's all because God wants you to be here, but it's going to be good. Everything will be okay. Sometimes things won't be okay. Sometimes the paths won't be easy. Sometimes the paths will leave you with some pretty heavy weight. But in the end, if we trust in God, He will bring us to the point He needs us, not that we need to be at. Big difference. Your word is a lamp into my feet and the light to my path. My path is mine before me, set by God Himself. And where that leads us, we don't know. But we do know that right now, in the midst of this fight, He needs a remnant. We are the remnant. And our duty is to push into Him. And we have to begin to prepare for this. And it's not just prepare anymore. Preparing, we're long past. We have to continue to stand with the strength in this world to bring His word into this world. And not to be timid. And that's the whole point of this, is that we can't be timid. We have to be strong. And to be strong, you have to let go of fear. And at the core of fear are the many things, insidious things that get into our head. A fear of being arrested, a fear of getting in a fight. Hopefully that doesn't happen. A fear of somebody challenging us. Many things. A fear of safety when we walk into a dark space. Have faith. Peace be still. Have faith. And ride that boat with Christ without any fear. That's where we all have to be. And we have to walk that path to be able to lead others on that path. So many people are blinded by fear and for the wrong motives. So many people. Our role is to push in harder, in my opinion. Our role is to push in harder and to walk more truly with Christ in every step. It doesn't have a church moniker to it. It doesn't have a religion moniker to it. It has this in it. Accepting Christ in your heart and walking more truly with Christ. It's pretty easy, in principle. And when we do that, we find greater strength and an ability to move into the world. But we have to start moving harder into the world. And that's kind of where we're going to close tonight. There's still a lot of willingness to observe those that are in the point. For everything that someone says, like, for example, Dr. Tenpenny says, that action that she puts out there, we should be replicating 100 times on the ground. Every person should be taking it out again and again and again. Our real fight here is not only election issues, but it's the vax issues. And the longer term fight is the consequences of the vax and the mask. I've said this before. We could win this election thing and we will lose this war if we don't get our head around the dangers of what this injection is and what this mask damage is doing to children and their perspective of the world. We have to stay in to this fight. And that means being bold. It means getting into the community spaces. It means going to the school boards, even if you're the only one. It means challenging public officials. It means meeting with your sheriff and talking truth. It means meeting with your city council members, county commissioners, talking truth, and laying down the law of what you will share and getting your community network built so that it's not just one, but it's two, it's three. And I've said this before, men should be having those coffee meetings and women should be in the offices, excuse the word, but nagging the heck out of them. These people need to get it clear that there's a line that will not be crossed when it comes to children, when it comes to our elderly, and when it comes to society as a whole. These people are not judge and jury, and they are not doctors. They're obedient slaves to a system without any medical understanding of what they're advocating or what they're promoting. And that knowledge needs to be put before them with the power of God to make them understand that there is an accountability whether they like it or not. They can tell me that they're a Marxist. They can tell me they're an atheist. I don't care. What I know is at the end of the day, that person sitting before me, whatever their belief system is going to stand before God, period, and that's the way it is. And when we put that with that level of affirmation in front of them, and we trust in God to deliver those words, you are now planting seeds in their heart that may rupture their belief, which is exactly what God needs to get into their heart and start awakening them to where they need to be in this world. God is not interested in them staying an atheist, and we are not angry at them for staying an atheist. What we are trying to do is to have them realize that the love of God and the power of God is where we all have to be. And that by us standing in front of them and speaking truth, every time we speak truth, we are then setting seeds to let God do his work. We cannot save people. Contrary to what churches will try to tell you, we cannot save people. What we can do, though, is to show them the power of the word, how that word is the lamp to our feet, and how that light opens up our paths as we move forward to give us that strength in this world to do whatever God commands us, and with that we never waver and we never back down. And when we walk in this world with that level of conviction, then we are truly blessed by God to do that work, and we are truly a power in this world that the enemy fears and darkness cannot stand up against. For we become that light that exposes the dark so that it can never be dark once again. And that path is glorious. And that path is the path, in my opinion, is the path that we walk in this fight. It puts us in the world, not away from it. It gets the watchers to the wall. It gets the builders building, and it gets the healers healing. And all in all, it comes back to being led by our King and Savior, Jesus Christ, and through Christ to Father. What a beautiful walk that is. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are in a time that can be defined best as the only truth is the deception. And so discernment, Lord, is one of the most challenging things that we have. And so we begin this evening with prayers for eyes to see, that we see, that we walk by faith, not by sight, and that we put all of our trust in you, and in so doing, to allow you to open up this path before us, not to question it, but to walk cleanly in this path, knowing that some of the things that you will place before us, Lord, will be not necessarily to our liking. But if we are going to be true to this path, to be obedient to you and what you demand and what you ask and what you direct us to do, let us hear those words clearly. Let us celebrate. Let us celebrate the love of Christ, the sacrifices made on our behalf. And let us celebrate all that is given for us to be here and to give us life everlasting. Above all, Lord, let us hear these words, trust in God. And let those words resonate deeply in our soul as we walk, to allow the word to be the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. As you reveal to us where we need to be and that we trust fully in you to arrive at a place that we may not expect, but to know that where we are and where we are, where we go to, is where you need us to be. Let us hear the words, trust in God, so that we do not waver, we don't question, but that we hold ourselves accountable for each breath, each step, each word, and each dime spent. Let us be humbled by the gifts given, no matter how small or how large, to be reminded that all wealth comes from you. And that in so doing, let us hear these words again, trust in God, for you shall deliver. And as we take those words into our heart, trust in God, we know that you are leading us, guiding us, and that we can walk this path without any fear. For our trust is truly in you, and we know that no matter what becomes us, what befalls us, you have us. And we have life with you forever. Trust in God. And we do, Lord. We trust in you. And as we say these words, we also call out to you in our hearts. Send us. Send me. And let the army of the remnant stand tall, not waver, and see an end to this evil, and a freeing of your children, and awakening from the sleep in which they are in. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, this is a continued press-in type operation where we constantly, the farther we go into these times, the deeper we push into God. And he's there for us, embracing us, letting us run wild within limits. But he wants to see us. He wants to see us grow. He wants to see us use our gifts and talents and to press harder into this fight, because he knows through the glory of the gifts and talents that he's given us that this is the most perfect army he could ever raise. It's an army that can assault the enemy from so many different angles and so many different ways, as long as we trust in him and trust in those gifts and talents he's given us. And in so doing, we transform the world. And most importantly, we reset this nation on the pillar of faith and the words, true words of In God We Trust. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are a weapon system. Prayers are what we need a lot of. It is a constant process of prayer and supplication, not selective times. We have different types of prayers, but we are constantly walking in that place of prayer with God. Let us hear him clearly. Let Christ fill our hearts. Let us let that love of Christ in us hear God clearly and heal us and heal the many around us. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And we have the glory of knowing that God will always win. Have a very blessed night. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.